it's Mark Kaye from The Mark Kaye Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kaye Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks again for listening.
We're entertaining meets informative.
Let me tell you something. This man is so damn funny, it isn't funny.
Mark Kaye, you're good to go, man.
I would marry me some Mark Kaye.
Mark Kaye!
A fresh perspective on today's issues.
You are doing a great job today, buddy.
Mark Kaye is always good in my book.
Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast. Other than that, I love you.
This is The Mark Kaye Show.
Last Friday, when I was told he had minutes to live, I called him. The guy answered the phone, said I think he can hear you, but he hadn't said anything for most of the day. I said, Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father. And the last words he would ever say on earth were, I love you too.
I mean, that's the kind of ending to a life that you feel like you want, especially when you're talking to your dad and you both have such a special bond, a bond like really no other people on earth have, which is to both be father and son, both be former presidents. That's former President George W. Bush talking and eulogizing his father, former President George H.W. Bush yesterday. And man, I'll tell you what a phenomenal service. The whole thing was, from beginning to end, solemn and appropriate and well done and historic, and everyone was on their best behavior, and it was a great way to honor a great man. And I know that a lot of people listen to it here on News 104.5 WOKV. A lot of people watch it as well. I was right there with you guys, and it was something that was in this era. And it didn't take the media long to go back to just, throwing, talking smack about everything. But at least while the best part about the funeral was that while it was on, no media, there was no news. There were no news reporters talking about anything or commenting on anything. They just let the live feed go. They let the people talk. They let George W. talk about his daddy.
The best father a son or daughter could have.
And we got to see those moments live, raw, and totally uninterrupted with any kind of political garbage. And then immediately following, the negativity and vitriol resumed almost immediately. What's up? This is The Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. Thank you so much for joining me. And I wasn't here yesterday. Again, a lot of people were like, hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mark Kaye. We enjoyed the day off. It was great. Had a big bottle of Chardonnay watching the service, George Bush's.
Okay, I'm glad that's one way to do it. Crack open the Chardonnay and watch a funeral on TV. That's not what I did. But, now I wish I had.
So glad you guys played that service for President Bush yesterday. I wasn't going to watch it or listen to it either, but I'm glad I did. It was really moving.
And it's something that, I mean, here's the thing. It doesn't happen that often. The funeral for a president, there's only been 45 presidents, and this is a big deal to honor somebody who's had such a long and illustrious career and life. Think about this, too. Not only was George H.W. Bush president, but he was 94, which is a lot longer than the average person lives, let alone anyone who's had the stress of having to run the number one most powerful country and economy in the entire world. Not only that, he was vice president for 2 years. He was a wartime president. He was a CIA chief, which, I mean, that's got to be a stressful job, especially in the 80s at the height of the Cold War and the 70s, really. I mean, I guess it was the 70s because in the 80s he was vice president. But he was the father of a president. The guy was involved in politics and mudslinging and just, the whole messiness of it his entire adult life, from the time he was like 30 on for 60 some odd years. And to live that long and to leave such a legacy, you're not going to see anything like it probably ever again. Nobody that is currently a president. I mean, Bill Clinton, yes, he was president twice, but he doesn't have the resume that George H.W. Bush had. Even George W. Bush doesn't. He was governor of Texas. That's great. He went right into the presidency and then back into private citizenry. Even Barack Obama. Barack Obama was senator for like a week and a half, became president, and now he's a speaker. So that's basically, and on and on and on. There's not been any other president in a century that has been as decorated, a war hero even, as George H.W. Bush. So this is something that I'm glad you took the time to watch if you did. I'm glad you listened to it if you listened to it here on the radio station. And it was something really historic, something that we're all going to be a part of. And it's not over yet. It's not over yet. Apparently, the fun is just beginning, because I was watching, I think, Fox News. Listen to what's happening. I think it's going on right now, actually, as we speak.
Speakers, the Oak Ridge Boys.
Hold on. Let me get back to the beginning of that clip. Here we go.
The president's invite-only funeral scheduled for 11 o'clock.
All right. So it's right now, his final funeral in Texas. It's invite-only, which, by the way, I have to tell my wife I want an invite-only funeral. I don't want, maybe we'll do like a public showing where people can come and throw tomatoes at me one last time. But I want the actual funeral. I want it to be invite only. And I want people to be like excited. Like when they get the invitation in the mail, I want them to be like, oh, I got invited to Marque's funeral. I want it to be like the social event of the year. Not this year. I'm talking about like several years from now. But whatever year it happens to be, I want people to be excited about it. Anyway, back to that. Enough about me.
The president's invite only funeral scheduled for 11 o'clock local time, noon Eastern, action packed.
Oh, so it hasn't started yet because it's Texas. So it's 11 o'clock. I get it. Anyway,
there are a whole lot of speakers. The Oak Ridge Boys performing, a favorite of Mr. Bush's. So it's going to be both fun and also a bit sad as well.
I mean, that sounds great to me. Did you hear what the guy said? The guy said it's action-packed, an action-packed funeral. That's exactly what I want. I want lots of action in my funeral. And I want it to be fun. We'll put the fun in funeral. But I don't want any of the sadness. I don't know if I'm hyped to the Oak Ridge Boys. I imagine, you know, I mean, look, you know, but they would be fun. They would definitely be fun. If they're still around, I don't know if they'd be around for me. But this would be a great send-off song, right?
My heart's on fire, rail fire.
By the way, it's over, we're singing it with you.
Does it look like heaven? Like cherry wine. Yeah.
I don't remember all the words.
Light shine.
It's been a long time. Anyway, the Oak Ridge Boys, by the way, they still sound really good. So, yeah, you know what they'd be? I don't think they sang the song. I think they're singing, going to sing Amazing Grace or something like that. But that's happening at noon. So it's going to be a fun-filled funeral. And the guy, I mean, he was a fun guy. George H.W. Bush was a fun guy. And that's something that, you know, you may have forgotten, but you were reminded of it yesterday in the eulogy.
The church where his mom was married and where he worshiped often. Mother liked to say he chose a location just in case the chute didn't open.
Yeah, that's because he was skydiving at the age of 90. And he loved to fly, to drive his boat really fast.
At age 85, a favorite pastime of George H.W. Bush was firing up his boat, the Fidelity, and opening up the three 300-horsepower engines to fly, joyfully fly, across the Atlantic with the Secret Service boats straining to keep up.
I mean, that's a blast. When you have access to a 300-horsepower boat and you know the Secret Service is chasing you down, yeah, keep those guys honest. Make them work for their paycheck. So he was a fun guy. So it definitely, I mean, it makes sense that he would put the fun in funeral. And then, of course, after all that, after all the festivities, there's this exciting tidbit.
So the funeral, once that concludes, then the former president will take one last trip. And that will be by rail. The Bush family will board a train in Spring, Texas. That's a suburb of Houston. And they will take that all the way up to College Station, where Mr. Bush will be laid to rest in a private ceremony at his presidential library and museum. That special locomotive with patriotic paint scheme will have a plexiglass window on each side, so passerbys are able to see the casket. And we expect that people will be lining the train route and trying to get one final glimpse of a piece of history.
So he's got a personal train locomotive, which has been decked out. It looks like if Air Force One were a locomotive, that's how they painted this thing. And they installed these large plexiglass windows on either side where the casket will lay. So as it drives through Texas, you can actually get a glimpse of the flag-draped coffin as it heads to its final rest. Really, again, an amazing and historic event, and I really hope that you took some time yesterday to watch it. And if you didn't, Google it. because you can just watch it. That's a good thing about the internet. You just watch it, you know, anytime you want. Quick break. When we get back, we got some of your phone calls, 855-765-1045. And then I want to play you some of these clips because while we were all watching the celebration of George H.W. Bush's life, the media were all watching the other presidents and first ladies' reaction to Donald J. Trump. And I'm going to play you some of that here in just a minute. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back.
In his 90s, he took great delight when his closest pal, James A. Baker, smuggled a bottle of Grey Goose vodka into his hospital room. Apparently, it paired well with the steak Baker had delivered from Morton's.
I'll tell you what, steak and vodka, I like the president more and more every single day. Maybe tonight I'll have a steak and a little Grey Goose vodka to celebrate the life and times of George H.W. But that's what, you know, and that's the kind of stuff you want to hear about. Yeah, we know all about the Gulf War. Yeah, we all know about the thousand points of light. Yeah, we all know about the economy. We all know about Bill Clinton. We all know about all that stuff. Let's talk about the beer and the, or let's talk about the steak and vodka and racing motorboats and skydiving and all the fun stuff. Cause that's what you really want to, that's what you really want to remember, when you're remembering somebody.
To us, he was close to perfect. But not totally perfect. His short game was lousy.
And of course, can't talk about a president without there. No funeral is complete without a good golf joke. Well, yeah, he sucked at golf, but he was a great dad. And that's really the kind of, it was a great funeral all around. And again, one of the best parts was, unlike some other recent funerals, and I'm not going to name any names, but they didn't take the opportunity to get up there and trash the current president of the United States. They used the time to honor the man who was to be honored, the dead, not, you know, bash the living, which, again, what maybe that was part of what McCain laid out in his funeral plans. Maybe that was part. George H.W. Bush on the opposite end of the spectrum said, I absolutely want no drama. I want nobody poking fun at or making fun of or jabbing or getting political about the current president. I want a truce. I want the president and the first lady there. I want everybody to hang out with him, and I don't want any guff. And of course, that happened. Except the media did what they did best. They watched the, and while the rest of us were watching the funeral and thinking about the speech and the eulogy and really remembering the president, the 41st president for what he was an amazing American, a great patriot, a great leader, a fantastic family man, a legendary husband and father. While we were all looking at that and watching that, the media had their laser sights focused on and their eagle eyes totally locked in on Donald and Melania Trump in the front row with all the other former presidents and all the other former first ladies, with the exception of the Bushes, of course. And they were laser focused trying to see the reaction that the other presidents and first ladies had to the current sitting president of the United States. And they ate up a majority of their broadcast day discussing it at length. This from CNN.
What I noticed was two things. All the president's club, as we call it, were talking at the beginning before President Trump and Melania came in. And they were reminiscing. I saw at one point Hillary Clinton was talking to Liz Cheney. It was very friendly. There was a lot of chit-chat going on. But when President Trump and Melania came in, it was starkly different.
It was starkly different, meaning they were all chit-chatting and having a good time, just like, you know, just like the cool kids table does. And then all of a sudden that one awkward kid walks in, or when you're, you know, before the class starts and you're all throwing paper airplanes and talking about the game the other night and what girls you like and yada yada. And then the teacher comes in and everything changes, you know, and it's like dark and solemn all of a sudden. And you have to, and everyone gets, oh, shh. And they just don't speak anymore. That's how the media is portraying. Let's not forget that they were in a church. Let's not forget that they were in a funeral. Let's not forget that they're all former presidents of the United States, and this is the current president of the United States and his first lady. But no, they were looking at, they wanted to get any negative spin on Trump, which is difficult at a funeral. A funeral where Donald Trump isn't even speaking, it's difficult to find something bad to say about him. Oh, but they did. They sure did.
President Obama shook his hand. Michelle Obama, former first lady, said good morning. And that was it.
And then turned and looked forward.
And there was the others did not greet him. Former President George W. Bush, the son, went over and shook his hand when he came. But there was a stark contrast.
Nobody would greet him or talk to him. No one would Barack Obama somehow managed to shake his hand. And Don Lemon is totally disgusted by that. I'll play you his reaction here in just a minute. This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back.
This is the Markay Show.
And I just, while they were doing the news, I just ran downstairs. I got a FedEx, and I ripped it open. I was very, hang on, I got a little, there it is. And hold on, I gotta get there. And I think I know what this is. If I'm, oh, yes. This is fantastic. This is, uh-oh. Oh, look at this. Here we have tickets. I just dropped them all over the place. I have a four-pack of tickets to the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. This is fantastic. This is great. This is going to be on December 31st at 7:30 p.m. These are the tickets that we're giving away tonight at the Ho Ho Hold'em Celebrity Poker Tournament, which, by the way, we hit our goal. We had our goal of $10,000 that we wanted to raise beforehand in ticket sales and table sales, and we managed to do that, which was phenomenal. Thank you guys for all your help. Give yourselves a big round of applause. Also, a lot of donations. A lot of people just came in and donated. But tonight is the actual event, and it's still not too late. If you want to come, by all means, you can come. You can buy in. You can play with the celebrities, and you can win these tickets to the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl, which is going to be awesome. It's not only the game at 7:30, but Cole Swindell will be performing. And then, of course, the fireworks and the celebration, because it is December 30th, New Year's Eve. And it's going to be the biggest New Year's Eve party that Jacksonville's probably ever seen. It's going to be almost as fun as George H.W. Bush's funeral, which is going on right now. And that thing is a party.
The president's invite only funeral scheduled for 11 o'clock local time, noon Eastern, action-packed.
Action-packed. The Oak Ridge Boys, probably. They're warming up. They're going to be taking the stage here in just a minute. 855-765-1045 is the number. By the way, if you have our mobile app, you can just open it up, and there's a button now that you tap the button. Boom, calls the studio immediately for you. Josh didn't even know that, and he is in charge of the show. So hopefully, it scares me when I say something and you give me that look, because you're supposed to be the knowledgeable one. As the producer of the show, you're supposed to have all the info. And when I say dumb stuff, you're supposed to correct me. So when I say something and you don't know about it, then I get, now I have to open up the app and I have to make sure that it's not fake news. Apparently, they put a button in there. Yeah, look at this. It says studio. So if you open up the News 104.5 mobile app and you tap the button, it'll ask you if you want to call the number. It's really ingenious. Really, I don't know who came up with that, but whoever did, it wasn't Josh. I know that much. Anyway, so you can call directly and get through 855-765-1045. All right, so we talked a little bit about the Bush funeral and then the reaction that the media. And look, I want to play you, before we get to Don Lemon, I want to play you one more clip from CNN. These are the two CNN ladies. I forget their name. But they're talking, basically, the majority of news coverage about the funeral was not so much about George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush and the eulogy. The way the media decided to cover this, and by media I mean CNN, the way they decided to cover it was they basically trained a camera on the president, on President Donald Trump, and they just watched how other people reacted to him, specifically Hillary Clinton, specifically Bill Clinton, specifically the Obamas, Jimmy Carter. All the presidents were right there, and they said, look, it was like a little club. They were having a great time until Donald Trump walked in and ruined the whole thing.
And there is no question. I think no one is surprised about that.
Yeah, they're saying there's no question. No one is surprised. But let me play you again. Here's the first clip.
President Obama shook his hand. Michelle Obama, former first lady, said good morning. And that was it.
And then turned and looked forward.
And there was the others did not greet him. Former President George W. Bush, the son, went over and shook his hand when he came. But there was a stark contrast.
Yeah, it was a stark contrast. And, of course, no one was shocked.
And there is no question. I think no one is surprised about that.
Of course no one's surprised about it, because we all know how thin-skinned the former president presidents of the United States are. We all know how thin-skinned the Clintons are when it comes to you know, the current president and, you know, the political warfare and the barbs they've sent back and forth. And we all know that for whatever reason in the last several decades, they've not been able to put politics aside and realize, hey, we lost the election. Hey, the Republicans are in power now, and they can't, you know, they can't treat Donald Trump as a human being. They only treat them, you know, they only treat him as an adversary. It's, no one's shocked that the Clintons acted like little children and ignored Donald. Like, I'm not even Bill, Hillary Clinton. Get this. Listen to this one.
Hillary Clinton. She never looked to her right. No, ever.
Well, she never looks to the right anyway. She's so far left. I don't think her head even turns to the right. Thank you. Thank you very much. But they had her seated, and it was perfect seating. You had Jimmy Carter all the way on the left and Donald Trump all the way on the right. Now, Barack Obama probably should have been a little farther left than any of them, but whatever. And that's the way they were situated. And Hillary Clinton did not look right one single time. And that doesn't shock me at all for two reasons. Number one, she is just so self-absorbed that she doesn't put aside her differences. She can't put aside the campaign that she lost 2 years ago to shake the current president's hand at the funeral of another president. She can't do that. And the second reason I'm not surprised that she didn't look to her right is that I'm pretty sure she herself is also a corpse. She herself also died a couple years ago, and they're still doing the Weekend at Bernie's thing. But she wasn't the only one. Bill Clinton was there, too.
And President Clinton, who shakes everybody's, you know, and he did not. It's tough. It's over.
He didn't reach over. You know things are bad when Bill Clinton, you know Bill Clinton does, things are bad when Bill Clinton won't even shake Melania's hand. When he won't even Google Melania or give her a too tight hug or anything like that. When Bill Clinton ignores Melania Trump, you know that he definitely despises the current president. Either that or his wife has just basically threatened to cut him off if he even gives her a glance. But listen to what they said. Listen to how they described it.
And President Clinton, who shakes everybody's, you know, and he did not. It's tough.
It's tough. She said it's tough.
It's tough.
It's tough to shake somebody's hand. I mean, it's tough to shake Donald Trump's hand. Come on. You were president. Bill Clinton was president for 8 years. In that time, he had sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office. He was also brought up. He was impeached. He had all sorts of, you know, scandals. He had the Kenneth Starr investigation. He had comedians and media. He had who's the guy with the cowboy hat that used to be on the radio. But then he also made some what's his name? You know, Don Imus. Yeah, Don Imus got up and made jokes about his wife's whitewater. I mean, this guy, you're telling me that Bill Clinton, after everything he's been through, after scandal after scandal after lawsuit, after every single woman who accused him of forcibly forcing himself on them sexually, after all that, it's tough for him to get up and shake Donald Trump's hand? Come on, dude. Give me a break. After all that, you should be able to. If I were Bill Clinton, I'd be like, after everything I've been through, I can shake anybody's hand. I've shaken lots of their other body parts. I might as well shake their hands, too. Although, if you do shake Bill Clinton's hand, you want to make sure you have some hand sanitizer handy. I'm just saying. But probably the most shocking at all was when Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo were talking about what we're talking about. And Don Lemon was personally offended or surprised or shocked, I guess you would say, at how Barack Obama handled himself when Donald Trump came to the funeral and sat down right next to him.
I want to say that I don't think I would shake hands with him. I don't know. I would just, nope, couldn't do it. I'm not that big a person. I would hope that I would be, but I don't. I can't fake the funk, as they say. I'm not saying the Obamas did that, but there they go, right there.
Oh, I don't think it's about faking the funk. I think it's about showing respect for something bigger than them.
I think it's about faking the funk. I'm going to be honest with you. If I ever saw some funk faking, it was yesterday. That was the fakest funk I've ever seen, was Barack Obama reaching over and shaking Donald Trump's hand. But you have to do it. You have to do it. Yeah, I mean, and to his credit, Barack Obama did the right thing. He shook hands. Michelle Obama shook hands, said good morning. You know, they greet him. Sure, you ignore him after that, but you at least recognize that the man's sitting right next to you and that he's the current leader of the free world. And Don Lemon saying, I couldn't even do it. Don Lemon actually called a camera guy or a producer over and described or showcased on TV how he would have handled the situation.
Here, let me show you what I would have done.
You don't have to.
Well, let me show you. I want to show you something.
You don't
let me
have
show you
to.
What I would have done. Okay, come here. Come here, Don. Come here, Don.
Okay,
so this producer Don walks, it's radio, so I can't, I'll just explain it. This producer Don walks over, extends his hand like he's Donald Trump, and Don Lemon, playing the role of Barack Obama, looks at him, nods his head, does not extend his hand, and then turns away. To which Chris Cuomo replied,
"You're petty and small."
Not petty and small. That's real, brother. That's real.
And real petty
shows
and small.
You this is
probably the best thing I've ever heard. Chris Cuomo. I can't say his name, by the way. That's the coolest thing I've ever heard him say.
You're petty and small.
Yeah, that's real, brother. Yeah, real petty and small. Real petty. Don Lemon wouldn't shake the hand of the president of the United States. Why?
You're petty and small.
That sums it all up. By the way, we need to make that into a sweeper, Josh. The Mark Kay Show.
You're petty and small.
On News 104.5 WOKV. Get on that for me if you don't mind. Quick break. We'll be right back. 855-765-1045. Is there anyone at that funeral, if they approached you and tried to shake your hand, is there anyone you would be like, nope, not going to do it? 855-765-1045. It's the Mark Kay Show. Your phone calls coming up next. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's the day after the first of many funerals. I think yesterday was like the second day of funerals. It's like funeral week. Right now, in fact, the final funeral for George H.W. Bush is about to go. It's about to come underway. It's going to be fun-filled, also sad, according to reports. It's going to be action-packed. The Oak Ridge Boys will be performing there. And then after that, he gets on a train, man. He gets on a train and he like chugga-chugga-choo-choos it to a library, the George H.W. Bush Memorial Library, where he will be laid to rest alongside his lovely wife, Barbara Bush, who died just 8 months ago. And that's kind of, it's nice that they're reunited. 855-765-1045. Paul has been waiting very patiently in Mandarin. Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
This funeral train that's about to get underway, this is a revival of an old tradition. This is going to be an historic event today. You realize the last time there was a presidential funeral train was 1969, and that was for Dwight Eisenhower. And I was quite surprised to see that the Union Pacific Railroad was involved in this and had a connection to the Bush family. And I hope this is the beginning of a new tradition for future presidents when they die.
Probably you're right. It probably has to do with their lifetime and where they live and that kind of thing. And being in Texas, I mean, railroads are huge throughout the Midwest. But yeah, I didn't realize it'd been that long. Thank you so much for looking that up. Or if you were just there in 1960, thanks for remembering that and sharing that with us. But yeah, the funeral train is an old tradition, and it dates back to the time when trains were all you had. I mean, when you were trying to transport somebody from one place to another, you took a train, or you threw him on a horseback, but that's uncomfortable. Well, I guess if you're passed away, it doesn't really matter. If it were me, they'd probably take me to like the Avenues Mall and throw me on that kiddie train, and just that's all I'd get. They'd just drive me around by Auntie Anne's and the H&M, and then back to that store that just sells sports memorabilia. Anyway, that's probably all I'd get. Hey, David in Sandalwood, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you, David?
Yes, fine, Mark. What celebrity musical performance would you like at your funeral?
Are you planning it for me? No, that's a really good question too, because when you're a president, you get to choose who you like. And of course he chose, and this is a great story because I believe the Oak Ridge Boys actually were approached by George H.W. Bush when he was alive. And he said to them, look, he's a huge fan of the Oak Ridge Boys. He said, will you guys come and sing Amazing Grace at my funeral? And of course, I mean, you're not going to say no at all. And they agreed to it. And then what happened was, I think they were on tour. So they got a private plane. They flew to Texas. And then as soon as they're done singing at the funeral, they're going to fly back to wherever the Twin Cities, I think Minneapolis, to resume their tour, which shows, you make a promise and you do whatever you can to keep a promise, especially if it's somebody's last wish. I have to think about that. David, who would you want playing at your funeral?
Hendrix, but he's already dead.
Yeah. He could play your funeral. He could meet up in heaven. He could just like pull out his.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get Rush to play at your funeral, okay?
Rush Limbaugh?
No.
Oh, Rush.
Right.
I got you. Yeah, the band Rush. Sorry, I get it. It's, whenever someone says Rush around here, I automatically default to Limp. I'm like, I don't think he'd be that entertaining. The Oak Ridge Boys, though, that's a good. You know who I would pick is maybe Jimmy Buffett. Although let's face it, I'm guessing I may outlive him. I don't know how old he is, but I know. I think I'm younger. That'd be a good. You know what? In fact, this is a great topic for when we have 2 hours in January. Like, if we had a second hour, we could roll right into this. Since we don't, for another month or so, why don't you just send me an open mic message? And then tomorrow, we can delve into this. It'll be a good Friday topic. Let's say you're rich and famous and you're super important, just like George H.W. Bush, and you have a funeral. And you can get anybody at all who's still alive to perform your final party, your goodbye swan song. Who is it that you would want to come and perform for you at your wake? Go ahead and open up the app, leave me an open mic message, and we will get into this tomorrow because, well, I gotta go. It's the Mark Kay Show. Stay tuned. The news and Rush Limbaugh coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.